سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك، وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات. اللهم ألهمنا مراشد أمورنا وأعذنا من شرور أنفسنا. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الذين ضل سعيهم في الحياة الدنيا وهم يحسبون أنهم يحسنون صنعا. أولئك الذين كفروا بآيات ربهم ولقائه فحبطت أعمالهم فلا نقيم لهم يوم القيامة وزنا. ذلك جزاؤهم جهنم بما كفروا واتخذوا آياتي ورسلي هزوا. إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات كانت لهم جنات الفردوس نزلا، خالدين فيها لا يبغون عنها حولا. صدق الله العظيم. Respected elders and brothers, the tawfiq and guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are doing the commentary of Surah Kahf for a few weeks now, and we came to the end of it. As humans, we all make mistakes. فَلَا تُزَكُّوا أَنفُسَكُمْ وَعَلَمُوا بِمَنِ اتَّقَى. Not claim to be pious. Allah ta'ala knows best who is most pious. And as humans, if I made any mistakes, ulama friends are most welcome to rectify my mistakes. My programs are recorded also. Just to recap last week's tafsir, Allah spoke about the non-Muslims, disbelievers, open sinners. They do something in the name of religion, and they think that they are doing something good and they are going to get a lot of reward. But in the eyes of Allah, is not accepted. Whatever as Muslims we do, we don't do this because what we see our fathers and grandfathers doing it. We carry the commands of Allah as shown to us by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Whatever is the teaching of the Quran and Sunnah, we carry it out. We read our daily 5 farz salah. We discharge our 2.5% zakat once a year. We go for Hajj. And all this action, we fast in the month of Ramadan. All this good action, how it's supposed to be carried out, we do it how our beloved Rasulullah taught us. And Allah reward our ulama ikram in small booklets for the afternoon maktab madrasa and for the general public to read the lessons of salah, fasting, Hajj, zakah, etc. Just beautiful books available in the English language, Urdu language, Arabic language, in some African languages also is available. We should spend time and educate ourselves. It must not happen that we do something in the name of Islam, but in the eyes of Allah is not accepted. And instead of getting reward, you're getting sin for it. Simple example, if you have any program in the name of Islam, and if there are males and females attending that program, we need to have a proper parda arrangements, different, a sheet, a screen between males and females. Even the male speaker cannot speak directly to strange females. The speaker also have to observe the laws of hijab, etc. Similar music is haram. We don't go to functions of music and dance. Now those that don't have iman and are arrogant and proud in doing the wrongs that they are doing, if our respected ulama ikram give them advice, they're not our enemies. The ulama give us advice because desire Jannah, paradise for us, my brothers. Be humble and accept our mistakes. So Allah Ta'ala says in this ayat, ذَلِكَ جَزَاؤُهُمْ جَهَنَّمُ بِمَا كَفَرُوا وَاتَّخَذُوا آيَاتِ وَرُسُلِي هُزُوًا. Verse number 106 in Surah Kahf, para 16. This punishment of Jahannam will be their retribution because of their disbelief and because they ridiculed my verses and my messengers. Allah says, they rejected the clear ayats of the Quran, and not only rejected, they even made a mockery of some of the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we all love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Out of the love of Rasulullah sallam, the males have a sunnah, one fistle and beard. Out of the love of Rasulullah sallam, we wear kurta, topi, we wear our garments above our ankles. And out of the love of Rasulullah sallam, in every aspect of our life, we try to do the sunnah way. We enter the toilet, bathroom with the left foot, come out with the right foot. The lessons of istinwa, wash after the call of nature, etc. When we're wearing our clothes, put on the right sleeve first for our kurta or shirt, and remove the left sleeve, left hand first. Similarly, the trousers, wear the right side first and remove the left. When wearing shoes also, wear the shoes on the right side first and then the left. And removing, you do the opposite, take out the left first. The sunnats of eating, wash our hands before eating, we sit and eat, read the dua for eating. All this beautiful sunnah teaching of Rasulullah will get reward of 100 martyrs, inshaAllah. Now whenever Allah speaks about Jahannam, Allah speaks about Jannah, paradise also. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ كَانَتْ لَهُمْ جَنَّاتُ الْفِرْدَوْسِ نُزُلًا خالدين فيها لا يبغون عنها حولا. As for those who believe and do good deeds, Jannat al-Firdaws shall be their reception. They will abide therein forever and will never want to leave it. Sincerity of intentions of utmost importance, whether we read Salah, recite Quran, give charities, fast. Whatever good action we do, if the sincerity of intention, Allah will accept it. And you do the action for anybody else besides Allah, you are ascribing a subtle shirk and the dua for sincerity. Allahumma inni a'uzu bika min an ushrika bika shay'a wa ana a'lam wa astaghfiruka lima la a'lam. Ya Allah, protect me from ascribing partners to you knowingly or unknowingly. Let's read the next verse. قُلْ لَوْ كَانَ الْبَحْرُ مِدَادًا لِكَلِمَاتِ رَبِّي لَنَفِدَ الْبَحْرُ قَبْلَ أَنْ تَنْفَدَ كَلِمَاتُ رَبِّي وَلَوْ جِئْنَا بِمِثْلِهِ مَدَدًا. Verse number 109. Say to the people, if the ocean was made ink to describe the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to describe the control and the mighty and the greatness of Allah, the ocean would be depleted before the words of my Rabb can end, even if we supplement it with a like amount of ink. We see the azan 5 times a day, the muazzin says, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allah Ta'ala is great, Allah Ta'ala is great. When we're reading our Faraz Salah, we're saying, we're starting with Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. And the postures of Salah, when we get up from Ruku, we recite, Rabbana lakal hamd. When we're going for Ruku, Subhan Rabbi al-Azim, Subhan Rabbi al-Ala, we always reading the praises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we must always praise Allah. And as an example, that if the oceans are made into ink, and the trees are made into pens, the oceans of the whole world and the trees of every city, country of the world, every forest, jungle, every garden, those trees are made into pens. And they want to write the greatness of Allah, they won't be able to write it. Allah is very, very great. And don't use our reason and logic and discussing something controversial that our iman will be jeopardized. What the atheists and what the non-Muslims speak about Allah and Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we mustn't fall in the trap. Where he said, I believe in Allah, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The last verse of Surah Kahf. قُلْ إِنَّمَا أَنَا بَشَرٌ مِثْلُكُمْ يُوحَى إِلَيَّ أَنَّمَا إِلَهُكُمْ إِلَهُ وَاحِدٌ فَمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُو لِقَاءَ رَبِّهِ فَلْيَعْمَلْ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا وَلَا يُشْرِكْ بِعِبَادَةِ رَبِّهِ أَحَدًا. Our beloved Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is Imamul Anbiya. On the night of Miraj, Nabi Sam had the honor of making Imam of Salah, and the Anbiya Ikram were behind him. Jannatul Firdaus, the highest rank in Jannah, is reserved for our beloved Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Nabi Sallam perspiration was perfume, the most expensive perfume or itr of the world. Itr cannot get the sweet fragrance what just the perspiration of Rasulullah was. Nabi is ma'soom, he never commits sin, he never make a mistake, he's a Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if a person don't believe in Nabi as the last Nabi and don't express a sincere love for Rasulullah, then he can go out of the fold of Islam. And Ba'as is writing salawat and durood on Rasulullah. We are getting reward, whereby Nabi Sam has already got that high rank in Jannah. And we are making dua. At the beginning of the dua, we recite salawat and durood on Rasulullah. At the end of the dua, we recite salawat and durood on Rasulullah. Allah will accept our dua. But this verse, Allah tell us, explaining that Nabi Sam is a human, but no ordinary human like us. He is a very special human. See, I am but a human being like yourselves. But a wahi revelation via Hazrat Jibreel Islam comes to Rasulullah Sallam that your deity is but one deity. So whoever aspires for the meeting with his Rabb should perform good deeds and not associate anyone as partner in the worship of his Rabb. In this verse, Allah Ta'ala makes it clear through the Mubarak blessed tongue of Rasulullah that Nabi Sallam was a human, but no ordinary human, an exceptional different type of a human, where Allah has protected him. Hazrat Jibreel Alayhi Salaam brought wahi to him, and Allah Ta'ala is everywhere. Our beloved Rasulullah traveled from Makkah to Medina, journey for Hijrah. Nabi Sallam traveled for Ghazwa Badr, expedition of Badr. Nabi Sam traveled to the expedition of Uhud. Nabi Sam traveled to Tabuk. And Nabi Sallam, from his home, he should walk to the masjid and make imamat and give advices to the sahabas, etc. So Allah Ta'ala is everywhere. We love Nabi Sallam. And also very, very important, like how the Christians, they said Nabi Isa alayhi salam is God, Jesus is God, or Jesus is the Son of God. We must not make the similar mistake what the Christians spoke about Nabi Isa alayhi salam. That aliyaz billah, our beloved Rasul equal to Allah. No. After Allah comes the greatness and the respect of Rasulullah sallam. And Allah Ta'ala is everywhere. And Nabi sallam is not everywhere. We go to the blessed city of Medina, Munawwara. We recite salawat and durood on Rasulullah by his grave. And from anywhere in the world, we send salawat and durood on Rasulullah. Allah Ta'ala appoints an angel to take our name and take the durood that the so and so person from different cities, countries of the world, from Durban, Johannesburg, Cape Town, Pakistan, India, Arab countries, Asian countries, American countries, wherever you are in the world, and you send salawat and durood on Rasulullah from those countries, Allah appoints an angel to take our name. And we recite the dua for acceptance. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tasliman kaseeran kaseera. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim. Wa tub alayna ya maulana innaka antat tawwabur rahim. The recordings of my tafsir and my Jummah programs is by Brother Ridwan Sims, available USB sticks at a very reasonable price. I'm not after name and fame. That is so uncertain. When we pass away, run some good deeds, the reward of our little good actions continue coming to us in the qabr. So I make dua to Allah, till Qiyamah, the Muslim locally and globally must benefit from my little advices, and especially my immediate family members, my children, my grandchildren, my brothers, sisters, uncle, aunties, whoever listened to it, ya Allah, Allah make it a means of us going to Jannatul Firdaus. We'll recite one hadith. See, this 40 hadith compilation by Mufti Abdul Hussain Ilyas rahmatullah alayhi, the hadiths do not have the name of the sahabi who narrated these hadiths, but the reference of the hadith kitab is written. Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, la tantifu shayba fa innahu nurul muslim. Mentioned in Abu Dawud. Our beloved Rasulullah mentioned something similar to this. Do not pluck, remove the white hair, for surely it is a nur of a Muslim. We know life in this world is short. We be teenagers, we be adults. And a time come, our beard and hair start getting white. It's a reminder that time for us to leave the world. We need to make tawbah, istighfar from our shortcoming. And here in this hadith, Nabi SAW mentioning, don't remove the white hair. Let it grow, because it means of nur and respect and dignity for a believer. And a person with white beard make dua, Allah does not reject the dua. Allah accept the dua. The next hadith will recite, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم اليد العليا خير من اليد السفلى. Our beloved Rasulullah mentioned in Bukhari Sharif, it is mentioned, the upper hand, the hand that gives charities, is better than the lower receiving hand that receives charities. It is a decision of Allah Ta'ala, made somebody rich, somebody poor. We don't promote laziness. If you're young and healthy, you can go to work and earn our halal rozi. But whatever the person gives, with the lillah charities, zakah charities, do it with ikhlas. Say the man, the hand that gives charities is better than the hand that receives charities. And as su'alu zullun, that to ask people for charity is also a form of a disgrace. Allah protect us. Allah grant us halal pakiza rozi. At the same time, we must have love and respect for the poor and needy. If you give somebody, give them in privacy, not in front of everybody, especially if your close family and friends, and they mustn't be embarrassed. And like how the masjid is a venue to read our salah, and we have love and respect for the masjid and for the bricks and walls of the masjid. Similarly, the poor person is a recipient of the zakat. If we don't find poor people, then how we should discharge our zakah? So one of the farais of Islam are being discharged because of the poor Muslim. At the same time, we need to do some homework, whether they are reliable and recipients of zakat. Allah give me and all of us tawfiq of practicing. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.